He would not come down from the cross just to save himself. He decided to die. And because he died, I was saved. I say that because it is what Jesus did at Calvary that gives us the right to pray the way we prayed. Because of that veil that was rent in twain from top to bottom. And that was done on purpose. It wasn't rent from bottom to top. Had it been rent from bottom to the top, they would have said a man could have reached down there and did it. But it went from top to bottom, the veil was. Went from top to bottom and gave us the liberty to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. I don't know if you need help, but I need help. I need the help of the Lord. I need the strength of God. I can't do it by myself. But without him, I can do what? Nothing. I can't do nothing without him. But we're on this call today because we know that even though there are things that are done, Jesus said it on the cross, it is finished. And even though that is true, we understand that the purposes and the plans of God have to be enforced. Now, let me help you. This is for all of you that have been committed to the fast and committed to intercession. Committed to calling on God. Amen. Turning that plate down. All right. Staying off of social media. No pasta, no bread, no rice, no juice. That was the instructions given to us from the Holy Ghost. That didn't come from me now. God called this fast. God called this solemn assembly. And he's calling another one next week, of which I am anticipating and ready for. Because you that are hungry for this next move of God, I have a promise in Matthew 5 that declares that those who thirst and hunger after righteousness is going to be filled. So I have an anticipation because you'll be going home, but I won't be. I'll be locked up in that church called, oh, ba-ba-ba-shada, calling on the name of the Lord Jesus in intercession, praying for you, praying for your family, praying for your children. Praying for your finances, praying for my finances, praying for my family, praying for KCC, turning that plate down, seeking the Lord. There's going to be a strict consecration that we're going to be on. And I want to say this to you. You that need a miracle, breakthrough, turnaround, shift, change, and can make it to this shut-in, amen, I dare you. I double dog dare you to push your way and press your flesh and let's get there in prayer and let's call on the name of the Lord. Because I'm telling you, this is going to be a death to self. Amen. I'm taking away by the Holy Ghost certain things from us during this consecration. But when we come out of it, amen, I'm ready for a move of God, second to none, because God is up to something good. And so we're fasting because fasting doesn't move God, but it gets us in the right place. Amen. That's all fasting does. The signal is remitted. Amen. You paid your light bill. You paid your cable bill. But what fasting does is it straightens out the channel. It's adjusting the antenna so that the channel can come in clearly. And I'm telling you that while you've been fasting and praying, and beating the enemy down and constant in your prayer. I told you to keep an attitude of praise today. Don't let nothing negative come out of your mouth. If you are honoring these instructions and praying these prayers, amen, because of what Jesus did at Calvary, we're praying to enforce it. Yes, it's done, but it has to be enforced. Yes, God said it, but it has to be enforced. Yes, the speed limit says 45. But the police officer enforces the law. And when you open your mouth and give voice to the promise of God, you are enforcing it in the spirit realm. All right? The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. I need you to listen. Whenever God's people cried out for help, God didn't come. He sent a man. And that man gave them the instructions to take them to their next level. And God has sent me as a messenger to declare the word of the Lord as his prophet to tell you he's calling us to prayer. He's calling us to sanctification. He's calling us to intercession. He's calling us to pray in the Holy Ghost. We don't know what to pray. You don't know what you're going to face tomorrow. You don't know what you're going to face in the morning. But you do, by the Spirit, know, because the Holy Ghost in you knows all things, and nothing is hidden from him. So we are praying and interceding every morning and interceding every night. And I give you Fridays and Saturdays off, and Saturdays and Sundays off, for your personal time to pray, to intercede, to call on God, to see if it's just something you do Monday through Friday, or is it a lifestyle? You want to create a lifestyle of intercession, a lifestyle of prayer, a lifestyle of calling on the name of the Lord. Because I promise you, the devil can't stand a prayer warrior. He fights you. He attacks you. He comes against you if you pray. I want you to know that. If you don't experience no warfare, it's because you and the devil on the same side. I want you to hear me. Now, I'm not talking about people that's always in a war. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in people the devil beating them down all the time. I don't believe in that. But let me tell you something. You're not going to tell me you're in a war, and I can't tell. You've been in no kind of fight. Some of you in the world, you were fighters. Amen. You might have won, but we knew you was in a fight. And we win. But there ought to be something that lets me know there's a war going on. All right? So there's a war going on right now. Right now while we're talking, the devil is waiting as an accuser of the brethren, waiting on you to say something wrong, think something wrong, declare something wrong, so that he can have an opening to bring division in your life. But the devil is a liar. We're going to pray something today, and we're going to pray it with authority. We're going to pray that every agenda to circumvent your life, every plan to stop the purpose of God from coming in your life, we're going to cancel that. There are agendas, there are plans that want to see you off course, that don't want to see you reach your predestinated place, that don't want to see you get there, all right? The enemy doesn't mind you, but, you know, let's say your beginning is A, and he don't mind you getting the D. He may not even mind you getting the L, but he don't want you to get to your expected end. See, that's an expected end for you. God has an expectation out of you. I say, God has an expected end. And the reason he has that end is because he made an investment in you. And because God made an investment in you, he's looking for his return on his investment. God is looking for his return on his investment. Yes, there's a prophecy over your life. Yes, there's a promise over your life. Yeah, there's destiny over your life. But guess what you got to do? You got to pray it through. You have to wage a warfare. That's what the Bible said. Your prophecy is not just a gift. Your prophecy is a weapon. You use that prophecy, amen, as a weapon against the devil's tactics, his plan, and his schemes. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, every agenda to stop the plan of God for my life, I defy it. I defy it. I block it. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, there are agendas. There are plans. There are schemes. There are plots. There are strategies of the enemy to circumvent, to undermine the plan of God for my life, to undermine the purpose of God for my life, to undermine the plan of God in the life of my family, in the life of my children, in the life of my husband, my wife, in the life of KZZ. But in the name of Jesus, I stand in the gap and I declare that the intent of the enemy and the agenda of the enemy and the plan of the enemy is overturned. I overturn the plans of the enemy. I overturn his agenda. I cancel his mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-mo-
I cancel his agenda. I overturn his plan. And I declare in the name of Jesus that whatever he has planned for my life, whatever he has planned for my children, whatever he has planned for KTC Houston, Charlotte, Jacksonville, whatever he has planned, whatever he has planned for my legacy, for my destiny, for my finances, for my investments, in the name of Jesus, I declare that his plan is overturned. I overturn it. I cancel it. And I command his plan to come to a halt. Whatever you are planning in the life of my children, in the children of KCC, in the children of CCIF, Father, all over the globe, the children of the righteous, the children of those who belong to you, Satan has a plan for their life. But in the name of Jesus, may the plan of the enemy be canceled. Be canceled. Cancel. I overturn it. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Ola ba shekelema lemando lo kozaya yambi bibi elebanda lukunini mi andolosha la ba 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 shata lekelemando lo kozaya hey elebosha hey mikata lamanda hey milolo babosha I cancel your babokusa. I cancel your plan. Come on, pray. Don't stop. I feel the war in the spirit. Pray. Omo shande ebando bokobosia ilele bobokotaya. Every plan of the enemy against my life, every plan of the enemy against my future, every plan of the enemy against my niece and nephew, every plan of the enemy against my brothers and sisters, my mother and father. Hey, may the plan of the enemy be canceled. Every plan of the enemy against my pastor, against his wife, against his children, against his ministry. In the name of Koshananamiya, in the name of Konda, I circumvent that plan. I defy that plan. I stand in the gap as an intercessor, and I block it. I block your agenda. I block your meeting place. I cancel your gathering. I send confusion. I send confusion to the camp of the enemy. I send a bug to the devil's program. I send a Holy Ghost bug to your programming and declare a virus in the program of the enemy. I declare a virus in the program of the enemy. I declare a virus in the software of the enemy. Whatever you are planning, wherever your server is, by divine authority, I send a virus to your computer in the name of Jesus and declare it will not work. It will not work. Your plan is canceled. Your plan is rebuked. Your plan is halted. Your plan is stopped in the name of Jesus. No, no, Moshita. Ino Mokotaya. Indelebeko Bosita Lalabasha. Jande Rebeko Bosia. Ilele bandolo bosika la bashata. Handa la basike. Ilolo boboko konta la mande. E la bashati antanamo. Unanimi enfele de kle zandolo koba. Iroboko shandere. Ilala la mande le bia la mandolo sai. Second Samuel. Chapter 12. Verse 14, 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 14. Oba Sunday, Yanderebe Kolamasa, 2 Samuel, chapter 12,
Olabasate. Ikolobosa. Verse 14. Look at what it says. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. When David messed up, it gave the enemies of God an occasion to triumph. What do you mean? His disobedience opened the door. His disobedience opened the door. His disobedience was what the enemy was going to use as an opportunity to triumph or to blaspheme. But the devil is a liar. We're going to cancel that. Now, again, we don't give place to the devil. So raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, any occasion the enemy is using against me, I overturn it. I overturn it. I overturn it. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever occasion, whatever advantage the enemy is using against my life, against the life of my family, against my church, against my business, whatever advantage, whatever occasion the enemy is using to attempt to use it to triumph over me, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I overturn it. I overturn every advantage. I overturn every advantage. Whatever the advantage is, whatever the occasion is, I overturn it. Whatever thought that I thought that gave the enemy occasion, whatever demonic mindset, whatever came out of my mouth, whatever door I opened that gave the enemy occasion, by the divine authority and the power of the living God, I command that occasion to be overturned. I overturn it. Hey, 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 lift your voice and pray. Mukusha, Yenge, Linkanamo, Unanamanza, Ilolobobo Shata, Yandelebokoya, Lamandelikizo, Lumukulibie, Indelebekotaya, Yankala Dizu, Luzulibia, Mendele Kotaya. Hey, 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 Shata, hey, Mikoshebe, hey, Mikandelebe, Lamandolobosa, Hiridi Andelebe, Alabasha, Alabasha, Abababohoshikana, Lemandolo Kotaya. Hey, 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 Mikata, hey, Limandelebe Kotaya, Yamele, Imbabasa. Ambibio sukulama, sukulilibiandelebe, limandala bahataya, may the occasion of the enemy to triumph over me be overturned. May the plan of the enemy to triumph over me be overturned. I overturn it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 54:17. No koso kobo kusha kalaleme. Isaiah 54:17. Ola la ba 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 sande de bekola. Why am I using these scriptures? Because this is what I use to enforce it. Andele bekobasi. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Why? This is my heritage. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith God. We are coming against any weapon, any weapon, any weapon, any weapon that the enemy has deployed against you by the blood of Jesus. It will not work. It will not work. Raise your right hand with authority. Hey! Halabasha. Hey! Yilalababandalabasaya. Yikoloboshande. Elamandalabasaya. Handolobobibiasa. I just heard the Holy Ghost tell me to tell everybody to make sure you get a Astragalus Supreme. He just told me to tell you that. That's an herb. Astragalus Supreme, Astragalus. I'm sorry, this is what the Lord told me to tell you. Astragalus Supreme. All right? God told me to tell everybody to get it. Don't call me and ask me what I said, because I'm telling you right now. Astragalus Supreme. Astragalus Supreme. Get it. Don't know what's coming, but get it. You need it. All right. Isaiah 54:17. Raise your right hand. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, any weapon the enemy has deployed against me, it will not work. It will not work. Lift your voice, ha! In the Lebakosha, and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, any weapon that the enemy has deployed against me, against my house, against my family, against my pastor, against my husband, my wife, my children, my sons and daughters, any weapon of the enemy, any weapon of sorcery, any weapon of the diviner, any weapon of the medium, of mysticism, by the blood of Jesus, I declare that the enemy must be stripped of that weapon. I strip him of that weapon. I strip him of that weapon. Every trusted weapon that he has deployed, that he may want to send by water, that he may want to send by air, that he wants to send by social media, that he wants to send by TV, that he wants to send by individual through human opening, that he wants to send through the church in the name of Jesus. I exercise divine authority and I strip every enemy. I strip every enemy. I strip every adversary and declare that your weapon will not work. I prophesy. I declare. I decree. Hey. Your weapon will not work. Every weapon of sickness, every weapon of infirmity, every weapon of witchcraft, every weapon of scandal, every weapon against my life, it will not work. It will not work. It will not work. It will not work. Every weapon in me, every weapon in me, every weapon around me, every weapon that has been sent, that has been deployed, every weapon of mass destruction that was sent by the enemy, I confiscate it, I strip it, and I turn it. I boomerang it on him. I boomerang it on him. I command that weapon to be stripped. I command that weapon will not work. Your weapons will not work. Your plan will not work. Your schemes will not work. Your agenda will not work. Hey, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Every weapon that wants to come in my dreams, every weapon in my mind, every weapon in my speech, every weapon of wrong prayer, every weapon of evil words, every weapon of evil pronunciation, every weapon of mysticism, sorcery, witchcraft, black magic, temptations, hexes, vexes, chants, I cancel it, and I prophesy that your weapon against my life will not work. Your weapon against my finances, halabasha. Come on, pray for your finances right now. Pray for your finances right now. Command every weapon of lack. Command every weapon of drought. Command it to be broken off of your money now. Now. Now, 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 pray. I feel it. Come on. Hola Shate. Hile Baba Shanda. Ilana Babosha. There's an attack against your money. There's an attack against your money. There's a weapon that's been deployed against your money. But I strip the enemy of his weapon. Every weapon that has been sent against the finances of KCC, the finances of BCM, the finances of my life, the finances of those connected to me, in the name of Jesus, may the devil be stripped of that weapon. I command a release. 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 Release. Release money. Release money. Release money. Release grants. Release college tuition. Release finances from the north, the south, the east, the west. I command a release.
I command a release. I command a release. I command a release. 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 Bato, pokoto, ukutalaba. Hey, 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 hey. In the name of Jesus. Osha, Esha Baba, Elemando Lobosaya. You that need a breakthrough in your money, you better hear me and hear me in the Holy Ghost. You that need a breakthrough in your money, Abba Shara, sow a seed right now of $54.17. You that need a breakthrough in your money. I'm telling you, every individual who is on this call that specifically need a breakthrough in your money. Orobo Shande. $PBCJR. Okobo Shande. Ilandolobo Saya. $54.17. Yendebekebo Kobo Salabashata. And you name that thing and command it. I say command it. Mala ma solomonde. Ila la mama mandala bakaya. Kiala mandolo bo soto le de briche. Rebendere de balabanda la basaya. Iko robo shande. Iko robo shikanda la basaya. Halamandele eko la basha. Halabashati uba. Hembio Sikalalamanda. I'm challenging everybody that specifically need a breakthrough in your money to sow that seed. And as soon as you sow it, for the next 10, 15 minutes, keep on declaring. Command your money to be loose. Command it. Decree it. Declare it. Hey, 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 hey. Command the release. Kalabasha. Olamande, Erabasa, Obo Sukulelemi, Iliankalama, Mande, Ikataba Sato Lebesh, Jilili di Kiankalamando, Orobo Shande, command it. $PBCJR, BrianKahn.com, BrianKahn.org. There's a woman on here named Sherilyn. God's moving for you right now. I'm telling you what I know. Your name is Sherilyn. God's moving for you right now as I speak. Ah! Olobo Shande. Imandebe Kobosa. I say every person on this call that needs a breakthrough in your money, sow that seed right now. Of $54.17. Ah! Alabashande, command it. And I want you to walk around and command it for the next 10, 15 minutes. Go outside if you have to. Speak to the east, command your money to come. Speak to the west. You got a compass on your phone. Speak to the east, the west, the north, and the south, and command the release of increase. Orobo Shande, Ilandelebe Korobo Sikiri Andarabasha, Elemandolobo Sutulelemanda Lakia, Alabashande, command the release. I said, command the release and break that weapon that was sent against your money specifically. Orobo Shata, Ande. Ula la mama 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 sa. Endelebe. Ikele bandolo bobo sita. Idele andolo solobo kota. Milendelele balabosa. Nkandelebe koto lolo bobo kosha. Oh, baba shande. Oh, baba sikele mandolo kotaya. La brende le befele delele anzalamanya. Lonka luli mi andele behe. I told y'all that it was something coming on the news about Batman. And the Batman man died today. I told y'all that. God is real.
I can't post it because they're not on social media. But God is real. He's concerned about the smallest affair. Something, you need to pray for the state of Arizona, though. Something is cooking. Something is cooking in Arizona. We need to pray for that state. Pray for that state. Orobo Shande. I said, pray for that state, Arizona. Something is cooking. Some kind of tragedy is getting ready to happen in Arizona. We got to pray for that state. Tell them what I know. And read, amen, read Isaiah 54:17 in the Message Bible. I said, read it in the Message Bible. Read it in the Message Bible. $PBCJR. BrianKahn.com, BrianKahn.org. Mail it in. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida 32239. I'll be in Houston in the morning. Hey! Yes, I will. Be in Houston, Texas. Houston. Invite some people. Tell them to get the service tomorrow. I'll be there. We had about six, seven people join this weekend. Last weekend I was there. God's breathing on that church. Begin to call them in and tell the people, come, come, come. Then Sunday morning I'll be in Jacksonville. And Sunday afternoon I'll be in Charlotte getting ready for our consecration and preparing ourselves for what God is about to do. I love you so much. Thank you for all of you who've been praying for me during this time of consecration. But I told you, you could focus on yourself this week. Focus on the things you had before the Lord. Amen. And keep on hitting that, targeting it in the spirit. I told you I wanted you to do that. But thank you for you that are praying for me, who are sensitive. Amen. Sensitive to what's going on and it's not being used as a weapon. Praise God. Of the enemy, but you're being a weapon against the enemy, not a weapon for the enemy by praying for me. I appreciate that. Never take for granted the people who pray for me on a daily basis and who call my name out before the Lord. Are you listening to me? It is the prayers of the righteous that availeth much. I'm so grateful for all of you that are praying for me and interceding for me. And calling my name, touching heaven on my behalf. I want you to know that there's many reactions taking place that you all don't even know about. Amen. So many reactions. But God is the greatest power. So we don't have nothing to worry about because we can't be defeated. Because God is the greatest power. And I'm telling you what I know in the Holy Ghost, there has to be a breakthrough in your monies. And it's going to be one before this money's out. You decree it, you declare it, you keep speaking to it, and you command it to be so. It's got to happen in the name of Jesus. It must happen because we declared it. Well, I look forward. You have Saturday and Sunday off, but of course we'll be in church. But Monday morning, we're going to be back in prayer. Until the shut-in, and then when the shut-in gets here, we'll be shut in with the Lord, and it's going to be awesome. But I love you so much, praying for you, interceding for you, and I just continue to pray for me as I'm praying for you. I'm excited about your future. Can we just tell him how much we love him right now for just a moment? Can we just tell him how much we are? Appreciate him and thank him for his favor and his goodness toward us. Don't take it for granted. Amen. You are blessed. I love you. Praying for you. And watch what God does in your life in the days to come. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Woo!
I'm excited. Love you. I'll see you in church tomorrow or Sunday. More grace. Cool about shaking.